The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Welcome to Shutter Sports Girl Talk, your home for all things women's sports. The show where we've got everything from athletes breaking barriers to industry professionals breaking the glass ceiling. I'm your host, Katie LeBoudelaire, and today I am not joined by anyone. Well, admittedly, this should have been the first episode. It just kind of crossed my mind that maybe it would be a good idea for you guys to get acquainted with your host. So today, I am going to give you some background on how I got into sport media, projects I've done, people I've met, and other stories from my very still young career in the sport media industry. Okay, let's start off with how I even figured out the sport media was something I wanted to do. So growing up, my parents are both gym teachers, still are, and they put us, me, my brother, and my sister, in sports from when we were each like 3 years old. So I've been playing basketball, softball, ringette since the time I was three. So sports have definitely always been a huge part of my life. I grew up, every family dinner we had, sports were on the TV. Basically, sports, that's always on in our house. And so it's definitely something that I've grown up with. And then where it came to kind of sport media, I've always been an English nerd, English girly, never really a math and science girl, so we had to find a career path that was kind of in that realm. For a while, when I was probably like grade 7, 8, 9, I really wanted to be a lawyer, and I was like, hey, I'm going to like Harvard Law. I always kind of had like that plan, and I was like, oh, I'll be a contract lawyer, I'll be an agent, then I can work in sport media, just kind of like girl boss it up there. But things changed. I realized that I don't know when I decided I didn't want to be a lawyer, but I think the idea of content and media was more kind of appealing to me. So we shifted kind of there in high school. But taking you through kind of the timeline of it all, I guess, grade nine. In grade nine, this was like, I was in grade 9 when COVID kind of hit, but right before that, I had my English class first semester, which luckily went untouched because I loved English class. And I had this project where we had to write an article, I think based off a short story we read or something. And that was when I kind of realized, oh, I like writing, and there's definitely a job market, even though it may be dwindling, in journalism and creating articles and writing. And through that, I kind of realized that maybe journalism was the way I wanted to go. And so COVID hit and everyone was at home, and you know how some people just kind of like stopped doing their classes when everyone went home? I think some people in the yearbook class, which at my high school is a grade 11-12 class, people did that for sure. So in grade 9, I reached out and was like, hey, can I help with the yearbook? Like, even if it's just editing. And that's what it ended up being, is I just edited the yearbook, like all of the copy editing. And that just kind of got my foot in the door. I was like, okay, this is a good start to kind of what I want to be doing. And it was definitely through COVID that I kind of became more of a sports like nerd, like more like rewatching games. Well, because no games were on live because everything was canceled. So I watched just old Blue Jays games, a lot of 2015, you know, when they were good. And somehow just got like so weirdly obsessed with the 2016 Cubs. I'd watch regular season games. I watched like their entire playoff run. I'd rewatch game 7 of that World Series like over and over. And that was how I kind of really got more like passionate about professional sports, because I always loved playing sports, but I was never one of those people who could name you the last like 10 Stanley Cup winners or who this guy was on that team. Like, I'm not really good at like the sporkle and stuff like that. Like, I feel like guys are just way better at that. They have the random brains for that, whereas I don't know, I never really was that person, and I'm still not. But that was when I kind of maybe started to realize that I liked sports a lot more than the average person, I guess you could say. And then going into grade 10, I was kind of COVID on and off. Again, couldn't take the yearbook class, but I was still helping with it. I remember being at home on Zoom calls, just like planning yearbook pages, and I got to do like actually create some pages, which was kind of unheard of for like grade 9s and 10s because it is an upper level course. But yeah, that was really cool. I got to help out with that, and I really enjoyed that. Yearbook is such a fun class, and so I really like just creating and making things for them, and doing double page spread really helped me with where I am now, not only like the copywriting that's involved, but the graphic design and balancing a double page spread and balancing just graphics in general. So that was definitely really good to learn from quite a young age in the context of actually creating double page spreads or like magazine type things. And another kind of key point in grade 10 is civics and careers class. I don't remember when exactly I was like, okay, sport media, journalism, that's what I want to do. Probably grade 9 or 10. But I do remember in civics and careers, we had to do like a presentation on a possible career path, like where you would go to university, what you would do, what the job was, et cetera. And I did it on being a sports analyst slash reporter for Sportsnet. And that was what I wanted to do at the time and still would love to do. But it was a very like bare bones, like, oh, I just want to be a journalist. And I know now that there's just so many different career paths and so many ways to get there and different jobs that are still in that realm that I would love to do. But at the time of grade 10, that's what I did my project on. And I was researching kind of different places to go to acquire that. And I was looking at the College of Sport Media. And for some reason, I know it's like a big thing. Like people just don't want to go to college. Like they value university over college, which is kind of dumb. Like you can get great experiences from either, especially in this field. Like there's no kind of disadvantage to going to college, whereas maybe in some other fields of work there are. But I knew I didn't want to go to college, and I was always kind of more academically inclined, and I liked learning and studying, and I just like school. So I was like, okay, university is the way to go. And for a long time, I think grade 9 and 10 especially, I wanted to go to media studies at UBC. And the main reason for that was, like I said, I played sports growing up, and I kind of, in grade 8 or grade 9, maybe even earlier, honestly, I realized that softball was the one I wanted to take seriously. I thought I had kind of the best chance of going far in it, because I knew I wasn't like good enough at basketball to make the WNBA or play at a super, super high level. So I was like, okay, that one's out. And then the other sport I played was ringette, and there is no kind of options for that. So that one was also out. And so I was like, okay, softball, let's do it. But I was in contact with the coach at UBC. He was scouting me, and there was definitely like a line of communication there. And then he stepped down or like retired. He was an older guy. He retired from his coaching job, and they brought in someone else. And I just kind of, that was, I think at the end of grade 10, maybe right before grade 11, I was kind of like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. And I mean, I could have still reached out to that coach, but for some reason, that was the sign that I was like, okay, I'm not going to UBC, I'm not doing media studies, I'll figure something else out. And in grade 10, yeah, so that I do not remember the timeline of when that happened, but the other major kind of thing that happened in grade 10 was I was just full of these ideas that I wanted to be a sports journalist and a sports writer that I made a school newspaper. I was like, hey, like, I talked to my grade 9 English teacher, because she was the one who kind of helped me realize that that's what I wanted to be. And so I was like, hey, just like a fun idea. What if we did like a school newspaper? Because it was also because it was COVID. And I was like, this is a great way to like bring people together, you know, bring together our community that's so separate and stuck at home. But it was a ploy so that I could build my portfolio from grade 10. Honestly, that's the only, I was like, it's a great experience. We don't have one. Just let me run that thing. And it worked. We started a school newspaper, and I ran that until I graduated. It became like a pretty big thing. We had a website and everything. So it was pretty cool, honestly, just to like start that and to just kind of go out on that limb for myself, that I was like, okay, I want to build my portfolio, so let's just make a club where I can write articles. And not a lot of people joined at the beginning, and I was doing a lot of work, but I was like, this is what I want to be doing, so might as well. And then heading into grade 11, I was taking the yearbook class, so I got to take more of like a leadership role on that and actually like be in the class, be doing things, deciding themes, talking about color schemes and stuff like that, which was super fun. Like, that's just such a fun class to take. Like, I get a credit for just like writing articles and making little fun graphics. Okay. And so I was writing more articles through that, but also through the newspaper. I kind of focused more on sports articles. More people were kind of in the club to say, so I got to pick kind of what articles people wrote and what articles I wrote. And honestly, I took a lot of the sports ones. I was like, hey, that's what I want to do. And other people like doing other stuff as well. I wasn't saying like, no, I'm doing all the sports ones. I let people do other stuff, okay? But our girls volleyball team was really good that year. And so they went really far in the playoffs, and I kind of covered them the whole way. And that was kind of when I realized, like, oh, I'm, like, actually pretty good at this. So, like, and I enjoy doing it. So maybe this really, really, it was just setting it in stone. Like, that's what I want to do, which was a great experience to have. And they all really liked the article. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe people do actually like reading what I write. So that was helpful. And, yeah, grade 11 was, I was kind of going through the motions. Like, I was basically figuring out what I wanted to do, and I don't have a ton of memories from grade 11. It just kind of happened. That was, like, we were getting out of COVID, so maybe that's why. But we were back at school. sports were back, and I was just doing my thing, I guess. And then the summer before grade 12, this is when everyone kind of starts thinking, okay, what do I want to do with my life? And I honestly didn't, like, I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't know how I was going to get there. And I was looking at different universities, of course. That summer, I think I was playing softball again with a lot of older girls, and they were all in university or heading into university. And I was, one of my teammates played on Durham College. They have a great softball program over there, so successful. And they were looking for pitchers, they were looking for players, and that coach came to watch a few of our games because he knew players on the team, and he was looking at me. And that just, And they have a program that is with Trent University, so Durham College, Trent University, a journalism and creative writing program. And so I was interested in that one too, because that was kind of what I wanted to do. They didn't have a co-op option. It wasn't like the perfect program option for me, but I was still interested in it because I wanted to play softball for them because they have a good program. But that, again, kind of just fell through. I didn't get to talk to their coach in person because it was raining the day he came to our game. It started like pouring, so we just left. I was like, okay, bye, I guess. I had emailed him a few times, but I never actually like made that connection in person, and it just kind of didn't end up happening. So heading into grade 12, I still applied to that program because I had researched it so heavily, and I like felt like, okay, this is like, honestly, it was my third option, because with OUAC, you have to apply to three universities. So I was like, okay, I'll put that one down because I know about it. My second option was Carleton University because I'm from Ottawa and they have a really good journalism program. And so I was like, okay, that's an option. Have that down as well. But it was the summer before grade 12. I was telling my dad about all these different options. And when I got to TMU Sport Media, I was reading him all the required classes, all the electives we could take, telling him about the facilities. Like, I was just like on their website reading it. And he just kind of looked at me and he was like, okay, that's where you're going. Like, that's what you actually want to do. I was like, oh, is it? And he was like, yeah, you're like way the most excited about that one. Like, everything you've been telling me, like, you're actually the most excited about that. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. So then that was my first option heading into grade 12. And when I applied the first day OUAC opened, I was like, okay, I know exactly the three that I'm applying to. And I know my top option. I know my second. I know my third. I applied to just those three. And I got into Trent first,
of course.
I got that acceptance letter probably a few days later. And then maybe a week later, I got the Carleton one, which felt good because I knew I wasn't really going to go to Trent. But the Carleton one, I was like, okay, like, TMU is a hard program to get into. Only 80 people get in a year. So at least I have this one. But I honestly wasn't really that worried. I don't know. For some reason, in my mind, I was like, it's going to work out. I'm going to TMU. Like, way before I got my acceptance, I was like, hey, this is happening. And it did. Like, probably 2 weeks later, maybe? And sometime in November, I got accepted into TMU Sport Media. And it took me maybe a day to just kind of confirm in my head that that's where I wanted to go. And then I accepted, like, a day later. So, grade 12, I was low-key coasting. Like, I knew where I was headed. I knew what I was doing, and I knew it's what I wanted to be doing, and I was so excited to just leave. I also didn't have a great high school experience, so I was just ready to get out of there and move to Toronto and do what I wanted to do. And so first semester, I was still like, okay, I don't fully know where I'm going to go up until November, and then I did. But first semester, I had film, writer's craft, ethics, like morals and ethics. It was a religion class that we were required to take because I went to a Catholic high school. And then film, yearbook, writer's craft, morals and ethics. That was my first semester schedule. So pretty light, honestly. Like I said, I'm not a math and science girl at all. So I did not take a single math and science that was not required. So grade 12 was really just, I was having fun. I was doing what I wanted to be doing. I was working with student council, doing a lot of our content production and social media stuff, which is just a great way to, again, build my portfolio. And I really, really enjoyed film class. That wasn't something that I considered. I just took it because it was an art, basically, and it would still give me a mixed credit, because that was the struggle, was finding credits that weren't math or science that would still qualify me for university. I ended up with a bunch, so it was okay, because I also took French over the summer, which was very useful. But film was just so fun. I got to work with people that I'd never worked with before because it's technically a drama class. So I had to get exempt from the prerequisite, which I did, thankfully. But it was honestly just so fun. It was people that I don't usually talk to, I don't usually hang out with, and I got to create short films with them. Some of them were really bad, some of them were really good, and it was fun just watching films, studying them, because I've never been, like, a really big, like, film head. Like, I watched Citizen Kane for the first time in that. I watched Psycho. That's because I don't like scary movies. We had to watch a lot of scary movies, and I was like, guys, I can't do this. But yeah, that was a good experience, especially heading into university. Like, I've taken a few film classes now, and that kind of helped me a little bit, I guess. I don't, not, like, overly, but it's helped me a little bit. And then yearbook, again, I, taking it as a grade 12, not a ton of people take it in grade 11 and grade 12, because they just, like, need the credit, so they don't, I don't know, not a lot of people take it both years, but I did. Technically, I took it every year, and again, that was, I love yearbook, it's a great way to flex all those, skills that I was trying to acquire before going to university. We got to do some Adobe Photoshop in there, just, like, graphic design, copywriting in general. So that class was very helpful. Writer's craft, again, I just wanted to kind of, it was more creative writing, but just by reading other writing, my writing got better. I ended up doing a big thesis project on Mitch Albom, so that was really cool too, because he's a sports writer and a novelist. So definitely that was like, oh, that's something I could do too. Like, I don't have to only write nonfiction. We can write some, like, fun stuff too. So there was that as well. And then my other classes, whatever, I don't, it was, oh, ethics killed it. I think I had a 100 in that class. But then second semester is when things kind of slowed down. I had English class first, and as we've established, I really enjoy that class, and it's not, like, a major concern for me, which I'm very thankful for, because some people, it's not an easy class for everyone, and it's not an easy class, but I love literary essays, so whatever, call me what you want. I love writing a literary essay, so I was excited for that class, whereas some people probably weren't. And then I had a spare, and then co-op, so I was checked out. Like, my co-op was technically remote because I was working for a newspaper, my local newspaper, which was a great opportunity. And again, it was just a really good way to solidify that that is what I wanted to do. Co-op's so good for that because you get that real work experience, and you get to see whether you actually enjoy doing it or not. And I was doing social media and the sports writing for my local newspaper, and I was like, yes, this is what I want to be doing. And everything I did just felt so productive because it was what I wanted to do, and it was helping me build a portfolio, and people were seeing my work. And my boss was so sweet. She was an older lady, Leslie. She was a sweetie, and she would always tell me people loved my writing, that she would get emails from probably other older people in our community that were saying that they liked my sports writing and that I was good at it, and that honestly felt great. So I really enjoyed that co-op, and it was a great experience. But I don't know, grade 12 just felt so long because I think, well, from committing to where I was going from November, it felt long because I was like, hey, can we just fast forward to when I'm at Toronto Metropolitan doing my thing? Like, I don't need to be here for this long, and I was low-key miserable. So that was a little tough, but I still had a great year academically and extracurricularly. I had a great time. It was just the people, really, and the wanting it to be over. But in March of grade 12, I actually started this company that you're listening to, Shuttersport Media. It was March of grade 12, and the hockey playoffs were happening for my brother's AAA. He played, like, U18 AAA. And the playoffs were happening, and I went and I took pictures just because, like, those little boys, just they love, not little, he's 2 years younger than me, but these little boys, they love photos of themselves, okay? They really do. And so I would take photos, send them, whatever. And I was like, oh, like, maybe I should just post them somewhere because, like, I don't know, because no one's seeing them if they don't post them, and why am I taking them if I'm just sending them to my brother? Like, I might as well kind of build a portfolio a little bit in the sense that people will actually see it, and I should post them. But I, mainly because of the stuff going on in high school, and some of these kids in this league were my age, and I didn't want everyone knowing it was me taking the photos, to be completely real, I was like, hey, I'm not calling it, like, Katie LaBoudelaire photo or, like, anything like that. I was like, it's going to be a different name. No one's going to know it's me. And they didn't. Oh, my God, it was crazy. No one knew it was me. And they were, like, talking about it at school because I did some school sports later. And they were like, oh, my God, did you see this edit? It's so sick. And I'm, like, sitting next to them. And I'm like, ah, oh, it was crazy times. But I was talking with my friend, and I was just like, oh, what should I name it? We went through like 40 options. They were all taken and finally landed on Shutter Sport Media. I never really liked it that much. It was just what was available, and it's gone too far that I can't go back now. So we're embracing it. But honestly, I like cringe every time I say it. I don't know why. I just really don't like it for some reason. But it's what we went with. It's what we have. And I post all my photos on there, and I still do. And I've told this story before. If you want to listen like full in depth to this story, me and Dylan Baker did a podcast breaking into the industry on the Shutter Sports podcast last year. But basically, the page started popping off. I got a new camera. I upgraded. I started just making more content. I was always at the games. Didn't even have my license. I had to beg my parents to drive me to the games. I kept doing that. I did it throughout the summer. I did baseball. I did mostly like my brother's sports. How no one connected the dots, I actually have no idea. Like, I would be at school games and I'd be the only one with the camera. People were like, are you doing this for yearbook? I'm like, you already have your yearbook for this year. Like, it's April. It's been submitted. Like, and then, but it's okay. And then they'd go up to like random other people, mainly guys. I think this is what it was. Everyone assumes that it's a guy that runs Shutter Sport Media. It's not. It's me. But they'd go up to like random, like one kid, school lacrosse, went up to this like old man and was like, are you Shutter Sport Media? And he was like, what? Like, this man probably doesn't even have Instagram, and you think he's running that account? No. And then I graduated. That's basically, I just focused on my co-op and Shutter Sport Media until I graduated. And then I left. And I was so happy. And then fast forward to first year at school. I freaking love it here. That's my biggest takeaway, is do something that you really, really enjoy. Because I would go home for Thanksgiving, reading week, whatever, and people would be like, oh, how are you enjoying first year? And from the bottom of my heart, I could say I love it so much. Like, instant smile. I'm like, it's so fun. I love the people because they don't hate me. They like me. They support me. Everyone's so happy and such good friends, and everyone has the same passion. And it's just so exciting and awesome to be surrounded by people with similar interests, nice people who like you and are having a good time. That's like, oh, my biggest takeaway is I love it. And you should find something that makes you that happy. And I played softball at TMU. I did this year and first year. And I really enjoy the girls on the team. It's so fun. And it's just a great experience to, but it's really just a varsity club. It's really, really not that glamorous, but we can make it sound like it is. And then I also kind of right away when I got to school, or before I even came, I applied to be a photographer through Career Boost, which is where any like campus jobs kind of go through. So I applied, I had an interview. I think I was about to get the job, but then they got the numbers wrong. People were returning who they thought weren't returning. And I just got a volunteer job. So I was basically like a glorified volunteer. I was on the staff, but I was not getting paid, which you might say that sounds like a scam and that's illegal, but it's okay because we need 60 hours, creative practice hours to graduate. And so I just banged out 170 of those last year. And then this year I'm hired because those people graduated. So I'm getting paid to take photos, which is just so lovely. Since coming to school, Shutter Sports, as you've probably seen, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a fan of the content. Maybe not, whatever. But as you, like, coming to school and just, again, being with those people who are so like-minded and just excited, it's great to create content because everyone's so passionate. And so we've grown a lot since coming to university, which is fantastic. And then over this summer, kind of heading into second year, I went back to Ottawa for the summer, and I was really, really holding out for a job in sports. I didn't want to just go back and get some random part-time job. I don't know. I just, something in me was like, I have to hold out for a sports job. And I got one, thankfully, only from July to August. And I was writing for the Ottawa sports pages, kind of pretty much full time. And they were covering Ottawa at the Olympics. I was doing a lot of content for that. And I was also covering any kind of local events. And I banged out so many articles. And it kind of helped me realize that maybe that's not what I want to do full time. Because I think freelance in the future is definitely the way I'm going to go, is because I like pitching articles that I know I can write well. Whereas if I'm assigned ones, it's just maybe I lose some of that confidence. Maybe that's it. Also, which is a great segue because this is a freelance job that I have with Inside the Rink, and I cover a lot of Ottawa Senators, and I wrote a lot about the Utah Hockey Club over the summer just because they're a new team and they're really interesting to me. Yeah, I do a lot of writing for them. Check it out if you are so inclined. It's been nice being able to just chat about my journey today, see how far I've come. It's so easy to be critical of my own work, and I just always think I should be doing more. So maybe it's a little healthy for me to look back and actually acknowledge that I've actually done a lot. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this kind of episode. But if you hated it, no worries, because we'll be back with our regular guest content in the weeks coming. This has been Shutter Sports Girl Talk with Katie LeBoudelaire. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next one.